You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. And welcome to this week's podcast. Now, our consultants come from many different walks of life. One thing they have in common is the will to run their Ambit business with integrity. Today's podcast features the Simulcast 2014 training by executive consultant Joey Carter. I'm sure you'll find his training on maintaining integrity as you grow your business a great listen. So with no further ado, here is executive consultant Joey Carter with Maintaining Integrity as You Grow Your Business.
I am honored to be in Pittsburgh in this incredible Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall. I am delighted to be joining you across the country at other simulcast locations. When I got a call a few days ago from Krista Flowers at Ambit, and she said, Joy, we'd like to ask you if you'd speak a few minutes on maintaining integrity while you grow an Ambit business. And I was inspired that she would ask me to consider that topic. And it didn't take long, and I immediately thought of my grandmother, Mary Crowley. In 1957, when my grandmother founded Home Interiors and Gifts, she sat in the office with an attorney, Ralph Baker, and began to sign the documents to incorporate this company that she'd operate out of her garage. And he asked her a critical question. He said, Mary, what will be your guiding principles? She didn't hesitate a second. She says, I've always admired Rotary Club International's four-way test. And that four-way test is, number one, is it the truth? Number two, is it fair to all concerned? Number three, will it build the business and develop friendships? And number four, will it be beneficial to all concerned? I think that's a great guiding principle, and it served my grandmother well. And if you don't have a guiding principle right now in your life and your business, then you might consider using Rotary Club's four-way test. But when I think about Ambit, I think there might even be a better guiding principle for our business as we seek to continue to grow. And that guiding principle is found in the first couple of pages of our business presentation. When Jerry and Chris founded Ambit in 2006, and they had that vision statement to be the finest and most respected retail energy company in America. And I love that because I consider that twin goalpost, to be the finest and to be the most respected. And in Texas, when I think of a goalpost, everything ought to go right down the middle. And so with Ambit, when I think of Jerry and Chris and their leadership team and everybody at Ambit Corporate, every decision, every consideration, every idea that comes into play, if it needs to fit between becoming the finest and becoming the most respected. If it fits between them, let's consider it. If it doesn't fit between them, to be honest, I don't want it and we don't need it. But they didn't just stop with a vision statement. They added what I believe is Ambit's code of ethics. To never sacrifice integrity for growth. We've all seen the image of the cover of the Inc. magazine from 2010 when Ambit Energy is recognized as the number one fastest growing privately held company in the entire United States. And it's exciting to see that cover, but how many of you have ever read the article? It's an incredible article that features Ambit and tells the story of Ambit from 2006 to 2009. And if you read that article, I love Jerry's words. He says, you know, we could have grown faster. Yes, we could have added more states. We could have opened more territories. We could have expanded from electricity to gas sooner, maybe considered commercial. We could have been more aggressive with rates. Maybe we could have lowered our standards. Maybe we could have looked the other way on a few things. But had we done that, I am convinced Ambit could have sacrificed the integrity of our business model for growth. But because they had that vision statement, and because they have that code of ethics. And so what I want to consider is, can those two pillars become our guiding principles in this business as consultants? And so I want to challenge you, here in Pittsburgh and everywhere else, I want to challenge you to make it part of your personal vision statement and your why to become the finest and most respected Ambit marketing consultant. And if you're a regional consultant or senior consultant, executive or national, for it to be your vision statement to become the finest and most respected regional, senior, executive, or national consultant. And so all of your actions, do they fit that test of being finest and most respected? And if it's outside of that, I say you don't need it and we don't want it. And then to add to that, in addition to that vision statement, to add your own personal code of ethics that you will never, never, never sacrifice your integrity, sacrifice your team's integrity, or sacrifice Ambit's integrity to grow your business. Now, I know I've been a little preachy here, and they're almost out of time right now. In fact, I may get in trouble for going overtime, and if you're in other markets, they may turn me off before I finish. But to get to the meat, I've got a list of 10 items. I may get to 12 if I have enough time. 12 items, and you should have a notepad. They gave it to you when they gave in. They gave you a whole page with my name on it. 12 action items that if you'll apply to these to business, not only will you establish integrity, you'll maintain integrity, and you will grow integrity. Do you mind if I go a few minutes later? Are you ready for this list? Okay, I'm hoping to get through 10, but if we get there, we get the bonus of 11 and 12, and the red light's flashing at me now. But number one, are you ready? Number one, gotcha. There is no list. There's no quick, simple fix to establish integrity, to build integrity, or to grow integrity. There's a guy in the back going like this now, thinking I was out of time. What I learned from my grandmother, and I will challenge you, is that maintaining integrity or growing integrity or developing integrity, integrity is not a way of doing certain things. But integrity is a certain way of doing all things. Integrity is not a way of doing certain things. So there's no list. But integrity is a certain way of doing all things. And that certain way is to be in a vision of being the finest and most respected with whatever you do. And secondly, to also make sure everything you do will never, ever, ever sacrifice your integrity, your team's integrity, or Ambit's integrity for growth. And I want to close with a quote from John Maxwell. And I love John Maxwell being on the program earlier today. We wish him the very best. John, hello from Nora and I. But John wrote in his book, There Is No Such Thing as Business Ethics. He wrote, doing the right thing is not always easy, but doing the right thing is always right. Thank you for letting me visit with you today. I'm excited. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Bye-bye.
Well, that's all for this week. We'll have another great Simulcast 2014 training for you next week with none other than Ambit number one income earner for 6 years, national consultant Brian McClure. As always, please share this podcast with your team members or tell them where you can find us. If you want to listen to past episodes of the podcast, please visit us at iTunes, where you can also subscribe so you never miss an episode. Or visit us at www.ambitsuccess.com. You'll find us there in the news section. I'm your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll catch you next week.